politics, Russia style. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Those Russian politicians use all the right words, don't they? They didn't invade anybody. They're just providing security so that the people of the Crimea can determine their own destiny through that most democratic of processes, a referendum. And listen to how happy the voters in the Crimea seem to be. Here's a happy voter.
We want to go home, all of Sevastopol. It's a Russian Slavic town.
Even the interpreters seem infected by the optimism.
I am for Russia. It's so nice in Russia, and Putin is a good man.
Here's another happy voter, speaking English.
People in Crimea, we think us as Russian people, so...
All of which, according to CBS's Elizabeth Palmer, points to an inconvenient reality.
A majority of Crimeans have deep ties to Russia. They have been neglected and abused by a corrupt and cynical Ukrainian government for two decades now, and they're fed up. They genuinely believe that Russia will offer them a better future.
So even though the referendum was at the point of a Kalashnikov, this appears to be what the majority wants. And here's another inconvenient reality. This invasion has pushed Putin's approval rating to 71.6%. And I've heard people saying, why would he throw away all the goodwill from the Olympics? But it's just the opposite. He's building on it. He's telling his people, I delivered the Olympics and I took over another country. Putin is a politician doing what's popular. What else are you going to do? Promise guaranteed health care? Russia's already got guaranteed health care. Anyway, we know what that does for a president's approval rating, don't we? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. All of which, according to CBS's Elizabeth Palmer,